When cameras are allowed into Guantanamo, the military is keen to stress that things have changed from the months since just after September the 11th, 2001.
This is Camp X-Ray. And when people find out that the camp was really only open for a few months.
This is what is left of Camp X-Ray, the detention facility that human rights groups initially criticized as inhumane. It is now abandoned and replaced with modern facilities that house state-of-the-art hospitals, classrooms, and new cells. Opposition now is not so much focused on the conditions at Guantanamo Bay, but on the legal process that terrorist suspects face. Following U.S. Supreme Court rulings that rejected the White House's claim that detainees are beyond the reach of U.S. and international law, Bush administration officials put in place a military commission system that allows detainees to challenge the charges against them. And part of that plan, Pentagon lawyers to represent the detainees. Military lawyers like Lieutenant Commander Bill Kubler work for the U.S. government, but they are also challenging it.
This is not a court-martial system. This is something that is created for this limited purpose of trying these folks in Guantanamo Bay, and it doesn't meet the standards and the criteria that we employ in our regular courts-martial.
Kubler represented Omar Khadr, just 15 when he was detained in Afghanistan. Khadr was one of 10 Guantanamo inmates selected to face military commissions for allegedly being an enemy combatant fighting with the Taliban.
The government has consistently said that Guantanamo is justified because it houses the worst of the worst. And, you know, we look at the first 10 detainees who have been charged, and they hardly meet that definition.
The Bush administration defends the use of military commissions, saying all those charged were involved in terrorism. Review Board Director Captain Gary Haben.
You'll commonly hear that, well, he was just a foot soldier. Well, okay, foot soldiers are capable of doing harm.
Haben adds that every detainee's status is reevaluated each year, and those who no longer constitute a threat are released.
We've transferred more detainees off the island than we currently hold. You may have heard that statistic. We've had up to 800 detainees come to the island, and right now we have only about 375 remaining.
The Bush administration says it's working towards shutting down the detention center at Guantanamo, but that may not be easy.
The Geneva Conventions, the law of war, says that we're allowed to detain enemy combatants through the hostilities, and the requirement is that when the hostilities are over, you must release them, repatriate them. However, in this war, there is no end in sight.
Former Secretary of State Colin Powell is among those who contend U.S. civilian courts should handle terrorist suspects. The military attorney Bill Kubler argues that just closing Guantanamo is not enough. He says the whole system of military commissions needs to be scrapped.
Even if they close Guantanamo and they move folks to Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, and they move them to Charleston, South Carolina to try them by military commission, it's still the same military commission process. It still has those defects. It still has those flaws. It's still not a regular court.
Critics of the military commissions point to civilian trials of terror suspects, like those who were convicted of the 1998 embassy bombings in East Africa, as evidence that the U.S. federal courts can handle justice when it comes to terrorism. But some in the Bush administration continue to maintain that this new kind of war that the U.S. is fighting in the wake of the September 11th attacks needs a new approach. Nathan King for VOA News.